The municipal government receives around 24 passes to the Food and Wine Classic held in June, which City Attorney Jim True describes this way.
Food and wine is incredibly important to this city.
Passes are expensive, fetching $1,400. The Chamber of Commerce receives many pairs, which are then passed on to the City of Aspen. Clerk Linda Manning.
We received 11 sets, and so we had a lottery drawing this year for distribution, and so employees could sign up and they received a pair of passes.
City representatives say the passes have been given to the government for so many years, it's hard to remember when the tradition started. City Attorney Jim True believes that longevity shows the passes are not about influencing officials or city staff to treat food and wine differently than other special events. True is sure the passes meet the city's ethical guidelines too.
The code says fairly clearly that a member of the city shall not accept a gift of substantial value or substantial economic benefit that would tend to improperly influence a reasonable person to depart from the faithful and impartial discharge of his duties.
Some in other local governments have questioned whether city officials are influenced simply by allowing the event to affect town as much as it does. But the practice does meet the letter of the law regardless.
Code also goes on to say that certain gifts are not deemed to be considered gifts of substantial value, and those include tickets to sporting, recreational, educational, and cultural events in the Roaring Fork Valley.
Those tickets are excluded because they're only good for a weekend, and when it comes to food and wine in particular, it's helpful for city staff and leadership to see how the festival is run. A key part of the festival is on city property, streets are closed off, and other changes are made in town to help the event go smoothly. This summer, the city switched to the lottery method instead of handing passes over to department heads. Some passes are still set aside for certain people, like the city manager's office and city council members. The Colorado Municipal League in Denver agrees that Aspen's acceptance of the passes is in good legal standing. When asked why staff and officials don't just pay for their own passes to Food and Wine, Attorney Jim True says that's an option, but the usual 22 passes makes it possible for far more staff and officials to attend. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.